Oh, well, that's what we're planning. We're literally, as they say, we're putting it where we can put it in a box. We can box it up. We've got everything built now. And that's when Mark Bell Productions came to be with us. He and his wife and I are best friends from high school. So, and he's been doing this for years, booking shows, all kinds of acts, you know, around the country. And I'd never thought that Mark might be interested in something like this. And we got to talking, his wife and I, Brenda, got to talking, and then she said, why don't you and Mark talk about this show? I said, well, he can come see it. And I forgot where we were doing it, and he came to see it, and he said, oh, yeah, I think I could do something with this. So the first thing he did was he booked us up in a town right outside of Schenectady, New York, mm-hmm. that had a community series. You know, we walked in, and I thought, well, I don't know how upstate New York, you know, is how this is going to fly up here. We had a packed house of 700 people.
Wow.
Who, you talk about, like, stomping, clapping, hooting, hollering, you know, it was like, well, there are hillbillies everywhere. Hillbillies have traveled north. And it was amazing, the response to it up there. All the old Opry jokes laughed like they'd never heard them before. And, you know, and I do think she has a mass appeal, and I think she's timeless. Mm. And it always hear comments like, well, I've never been a fan of country music, but I love Patsy Cline. Mm.
Yeah.
That's what she brought it to a whole new audience, you know. As it says in the show, she took it to people who frankly wouldn't have listened to Hank Williams. Mm. They wouldn't have listened to some of the people who were a little more twangy or a little more a little less sophisticated in their vocal styles, you know, and more raw. And she turned hearts and heads toward country music that would never have been there.